Lomo nimnu shnoisov shel Yishmael. How come the Torah says how old Yishmael was when he died? For what purpose does the Torah say it? The Torah says the only reason is kedei liyachais ben shnoisov shel Yaakov. To know exactly how old Yaakov was, or when things took place, how old he was at that time. What does that mean? The pasuk says like this: V'eile shnei chayi Yishmael. This is how long Yishmael lived. Ma'ashon 100 years, Ushleishim Shon 30, V'sheva Shonim. He lived 137 years. Kama, now, let's see. Kama koshish Yishmael me'Yitzchak. How much older was Yishmael than Yitzchak? Arbeisa Shonim. He was 14 years older than Yitzchak. When Yitzchak was born, Yishmael was 14 years old. You see, the pasuk says like this: V'Avroham ben Shmoinim Shona V'Shei Shonim Beledes Hogeres Yishmael Li'Avroham. When Avroham had his son Yishmael, he was 86 years old. That's how old Avroham was. V'Chsiv, the pasuk says later: V'Avroham ben Ma'as Shona Peholid Lo Yes Yitzchak Benoy. So when Yitzchak was born to him, he was 100 years old. So therefore we know that Yishmael was 14 years older than Yaakov. Than Yitzchak. 14 years older than Yitzchak. Now, Chziv, another pasuk says, V'Yitzchak ben Shishim Shona Beledes Oysom. Yitzchak was 60 years old when he gave birth to Yaakov. So, Bar Kam Hevi Yishmael, Kedi Isyalad Yaakov. How old was Yishmael when Yaakov Avinu was born? You have to say, Bar Shivim V'Yabo, he was 74 years old. If Yitzchak was 60 years old and Yishmael was 14 years older, so when Yaakov was born, Yishmael was 74. Kama Paishim Mishnei, how many more years did he live? Shishinatlos, he lived another 63 years. That's how long Yishmael lived. Of course, he lived altogether 137. So now he lived another 63 years. Yeah. So really, let's look at the top Rashi. Rashi explains also. Rashi says, Ma'alon limna shnoisa rishoyim, like how come the Torah explains how old Yishmael is? He was a Rosha. Torah says, L'siyachas pem shnoisa shayakov. To teach us exactly what happened to Yaakov at what age. Ayde minyan shnoisa Yishmael. If we know how old Yishmael was, on a lemeidim b'yeze perik mishnas Yaakov over olav. At Kol Kuras Hamatzoy Saisim Hem Onlimatim. You want to know what happened to Yaakov at a different time, how old he was, learning that from Yishmael. Because thing is like this, Yeshi Meshe Beis Eve Yudalit Shona. We know Yaakov Avinu went to learn in the Yeshiva Shein Veva for 14 years. Kate said, how do we have that? Avram Ben Tevov Shona Kishanelib Yishmael. Avram Avinu was 86 years old when he had Yishmael. Uvishanelad Yitzcha Koye Ben Meye Shona. And when Avram had Yitzchak, he was 100 years old. So Yishmael was 14 years older. For Yitzchak kodem liYaakov shishim shana, and Yitzchak was 60 years old when he had Yaakov. That means Yishmael at the time Yaakov was born was 74 years old. How much longer did Yishmael live? Samach Gimel, another 63. Nimsa Shir Yaakov Kishmes Yishmael. When Yishmael died, Yaakov was Ben Samach Yimushon. Yaakov was 63 years old when Yishmael died. So that's what we know so far. He was 63 years old. Now the Gemara says, V'tanya, we learned like this. Hoya Yaakov Avinu B'shor Shenizborach Mi'oviv Ben Shishim Shalashona. Whereas how do we know Yaakov was 63 years old? Because it's brought down the time he got a bracha. When Yaakov got his bracha from Yitzchak, Yaakov was 63 years old. How do we know that? Because it says, Uvoy Baperek Mes Yishmael. Because at the same time when Yaakov received his bracha from Yitzchak, that's the time Yishmael died. So now that we know how old Yishmael was when he died, now we know how old Yaakov was at the time he received his bracha. Since Yishmael was 137, and we know that Yishmael was 74 years older than Yaakov, therefore, when Yishmael died, Yaakov was 63 years old. And that's the time when Yaakov got his brachas. So the pasuk says, Vayar Esav Kibaruch, that Esav saw the way Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov and to Esav. Vayelech Esav El Yishmael. It says right after that, Esav went to Yishmael. Vayikach Es Machlas Bas Yishmael. He married, we'll soon see what kind of wife he took Esav. He took Machlas, the daughter of Yishmael. Achais Nevoyes. She was also the brother of Nevoyes. She was a sister to Nevoyes. So the Gemara asks, Mimashma Shenema, since the Pasuk says that Bas Yishmoel, that Machlas was Yishmoel's daughter, is any Yodeya Shehi Achos Nevoyis? Don't we know automatically that she was also the sister to Nevoyis? Because Nevoyis is also Yishmoel's son. So once you're telling me she's the daughter of Yishmoel, Pshita, she was the sister to Nevoyis. So what's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? The Chiddush is like this. Melamed Shekitcha Yishmoel. That first Yishmoel married his own daughter. He lived with her. Umeis, he died. Vesi in Nevoyis Achia. And then after Yishmoel died, then her brother married her. And this lady is the one Esav took. Such a good Shidduch Esav found. Esav found a wife that her father lived with her, and then her brother lived with her, and now Esav Rasha took her for a wife. So the kids saw that Yitzchak Yaakov was 63 years old when he got his bruchas. Now, Shishinutlos, 63, Vyar Besa, there was 14 years, Ademisiala Joseph. Like we'll soon see, really we're skipping now, we'll soon see in the real Cheshbin, we're going to be missing a 14 years that we're going to put in here right now. We're going to put in, really, Yaakov waited 14 years, he learned in Shem Vavram, before he went to Beis Lavan to have his children. But the Psukim don't say that, the Farish. So far the Gemara is going the way it says in the Psukim. In the Psukim it says that after Yaakov went away, after he got his brocha, the Psukim, the Chumash says he went right away to Beis Lavan. And he stayed by Lavan for 14 years. So he was 63, and then the Psukim say that the Abeser, it took another 14 years, had the Messiah Yosef. Until he had his whole family Yosef, he worked for 14 years by Lavan. Hashivim v'shiva. So he has 63, and 14 is 77. So far Yaakov was 77. Well, see, the Pasuk says like this, V'yosef ben shloshim shana b'yom d'lefnei paroi. When Yosef in Mitzrayim became the king, was next to Paro, it says he was 30 years old then. So 30 years, add 30 now, till Yaakov was already 77, add 30, Hameya v'sheva. Comes out that when Yosef was in Mitzrayim, Yaakov at that time should have been 170 years old. Now, add another, that's when Yosef first became like king by Paro. Now we know there was 7 years of famine, and then there was 7 years of food, and then there was 2 years of famine. So the Sheva takes seven, shave the Shiva, the Mei of the Shiva. Now shave the Shiva, take out the Shiva, the Shava, take 7 years now that there's a lot of food, the Tate the Kafna. And Yaakov first came down to Yosef in Mitzrayim the second year of the famine. So it's another 9 years, Homei of the Shissa. If he was 107, and 9 years he'd be 116. So really, if you look at the Torah, all that happened to Yaakov, Yaakov should have only been 116 years old when he came in front of Paro. But the Pasuk says not like that. The Pasuk says, Vayoyme Paro al Yaakov. Kama yinei shnei chayecha. Paro asked Yaakov at that time, when he should have been only 116, he asked Yaakov, how old are you? Vayoyme Yaakov el Paro. Yaakov answered back to Paro, Yemei Shnei Megurei, you know how long, how old I lived already, Shloshim Umashona, that I lived 130 years, that's how old I am right now. For at the Gemara, Mei of Ashus in heaven, really according to this Cheshbon, Yaakov should have only been 116 years old. Like you said, he was 63 when he got his bracha, and that's when he went, the Pasuk of Psukim said, that's when he went to get married. So he stood 14 years by Lavan. That was 77, and that's when Yosef was born, and then 30 years later is 107. That's when, how old he was when Yosef first went became king in Mitzrayim, and then another 9 years, the first 7 years of the food, then 2 years of the famine, so he should have only been 116 years old. And he told Paro he was 130. So what happened to 14 years? We're missing 14 years of his life. Elish Shemamina from here at Saraya that Arba Asar Shonin to Evan Beveis Aver. That 14 years Yaakov Avinu spent learning in Shem Vaver. That means when he was 63 years old, he got the brachas from his father, and instead of leaving and going away to go to Beis Lavan, he stayed in Shem Vaver for 14 years to learn Torah. Is Elish Shemamina Arba Asar Shonin to Evan Beveis Aver. This the Psukim don't talk about that Yaakov lived, stayed and learned for 14 years. Tetanya would not like this. Hoye Yaakov beis Eiver mutomim arboa soroshona. He was there for 14 years. Yaakov was learning Torah 14 years. Even next week's Parsham. Even though his father Yaakov told, Yitzchak told him, go away like Yesov wants to kill you, run away. And also he told him, go find yourself a shidduch. Still Yaakov didn't go away right away, but he sat and learned for 14 years. The Farshim explained, why did he have to go and learn for 14 years? He was 63 years old now, and he spent all these years by his father Yitzchak. Mistami, he was learning Torah by his father Yitzchak. Because these years, we'll soon see, when Cheshbon, now after 63, that's when he left his father for 22 years. That's why he got punished for 22 years, that Yosef was missing from Yaakov for 22 years. Midah k'neged midah. That Yaakov for 22 years went away from his father, that's why he got punished back. Yosef went away for 22 years also. But I call upon him until 63, Yaakov was learning by his father Yitzchak. So the question is, for what purpose did Yaakov have to go learn another 14 years in Shein Veber before he listened to his father to go out, to run away from Esav, to find a mishpacha? So the Torah they say is that Yaakov, true, when he was learning by his father, it was a Torah how to be an Elach Yid when you're amongst Eden. But now Yaakov had to leave his father's house and go out in the world to live amongst Goyim. It's a whole different parsha then. So that was the Torah of Shein Veber. Shein Veber was a special yeshiva. They themselves came from a Dara Floga. They lived through the Dara Floga. In other words, they knew how to live, even you have to be amongst Goyim. They knew how to learn, to keep a from a Yid. So it was a special type of a Torah how to live when you have to be amongst Goyim. So that's what Yaakov wanted now. Before he left his father's house, before he goes out to go to Lovin, he goes out to the world, he was afraid, he learned Torah now by his father. But maybe you lose it when he goes amongst the Goyim. Therefore it was Gedai for him to spend 14 years to learn how to be an Elach Yid, even though you have to go out amongst the Goyim. So kids, the 14 years he spent to learn in Shein Veiver. Now what's going to be negated to us is, those 14 years that left his father, he didn't get punished for. Because since he was learning Torah then, like the Gemara says, Talmud Torah is Godol Mikibud Avim. When you're learning Torah, you have a heter not to be Mekayim Kibud Avim. Not to do the opposite of what your parents want, because you don't have a chiv to be by your parents, you have a right to go away to learn Torah. Like Yaakov, these 14 years that he was away learning Torah, he didn't get punished. I don't know. Now, Eva Meis Liachesh Shiorad Yaakov Avinu Liaram Narayim Shteshonim. Eva, as Yaakov was there for 14 years, and 2 years later is when Eva was Nifter. There is Yaakov left him, and then he went down to Love, and he went down to Aram Narayim. So 2 years later, after Yaakov left him, that's when Eva was Nifter. Now, Yotze Misham Ubolel Aram Narayim, it says that Yaakov, Poshet of Sukkim just say he went down to Aram Narayim. Nimsu Kishomad ala bear, when Yaakov was by the bear, when he went down to by the base Lovin, when he went there, Ben Shivim Vishevashonim. Really, he was 77 years old. Like we have it, that he got his brachas at 63. So before we were going, he went right away to Lovin. He was 63 then. Now we're saying, no, he waited 14 years to learn Mishayim Vavra. So the time he left the house to go to Beis Lovin, to Ram Narayim, he was 77 years old. Now, we minolan de le menish, so now everything comes out very good. He was 77 then, and then you have 14 years that he was in Beis Lovin, so that's 91, and then you have 30 years of Til Yosef. That's 131, and then you have 9 years, which is 130, which is 100 and forget. It will be a 121 and 121, and then another 9 years is 130. Then everything comes out very good. With these 14 years of Shein Veiver, everything comes out good. Now the Gemara says, "Minolan leimenish." How do we know Yaakov did not get punished for those 14 years that he was away from home? The Tanya was not like this. Nimsa Yosef Shapirish Miyaviv Eschim Ushtaim Shona. When Yosef left his father, he was 22 years old. Eschim Ushtaim, 22. Now, Kish Enorit. Okay. Nimsa Yosef Shapirish Miyaviv Eschim Ushtaim Shona. Yosef was away from home for 22 years. That's how long Yosef was away from home. So, Kishem Shapirish Yaakov Avinu, Meyaviv the Yaakov, Meyaviv. The Yaakov just like Yaakov went away from his father, who Adin Yosef went away from him. So we're saying, Nimsa Yosef Shapirish Miyaviv, Eschim Shtaim Shana, Kishem Shapirish Yaakov Avinu Miyaviv. The same way that Yaakov Avinu went away from his father for 22 years, Midi Keneged Midi got punished back, that his son Yosef was away from him for 22 years. Now, the Yaakov, the Kashri, the Yaakov, Tlosa Mashiach in heaven, what do you mean he was only away 22 years? He was away 36 years. He's away 36. He left Yaakov at 63. And he made this cheshbon now, it has to come out to 14 years in Shem Vever, then 14 years in Lovin, and then he stood another 2 years there. So the kids, it should have been 36 years. It's 14, and 14 is 24, is 28, and there's another 8 years right. He was 20 years away by Beis Lovin. So really, it should have been Tlosin Vashisa heaven, should have been 36 years. Ella, what you have to say is, that our Besa, the Heve, the Beis Eiver, lechashavlu, that the 14 years he was in Beis Eiver learning Torah, that wasn't part of the Cheshbon. Even though he was away, true, 36 years, but 14 years of that he was learning Torah, he didn't get punished for. But the Gemara still doesn't come out good. Saif, the Beis Lovin, Esrim, Shalom, Heaven. Yaakov was only in Beis Lovin 20 years altogether. 14 years he worked for them, and then another 6 years he was there. He was only there 20 years. So we're still missing. 20 and 14 is 34. And here we know he was away 36 years. So we're still missing 2 years. Teretiz mishrum di ishtoye bi'urcha taratin shonen. It took Yaakov traveling home from Beis Lov until he got to his father's house, the Yitzchak. It took him 2 years. So that's how you get the 22 years. He was 20 years away from Beis Lov, and for that he got punished. And it took him 2 years traveling back home. For 22 years he got punished that he wasn't by his father. Mashenka, in the 14 years he was learning in Shem Vever, for that he didn't get punished. The Tanya we learned, Yotzim Yeram Narayim. Yaakov left Naram Narayim, left Beis Lovin to go back home to his father Yitzchak. Uboloi Lasukis, as he came to make Sukis. The Yosasham Shemoy Nosachodish, he spent there 18 months. Shenemar Apostolic says, V'yakev nosam sukosa, V'yivon le'bayis, l'meknei yuvasa sukkis, or v'bayis. No, v'bayis kele, Samashrim, it was 2 times sukkis-like. So that's like a winter, or a summer, a winter, and another summer. That's 18 months. And then it says, or v'bayis kele, osa shishachadoshim. Another 6 months he spent in v'bayis kele, v'ikras v'achim, then he brought kabonis. So the kids, it took him 2 years traveling back home. So he got punished for the 20 years he was away by Beis Lovin, and the 2 years he was away traveling, for those 22 years he got punished. By Shenka, in the 14 years he didn't, so after Gemara's Raya, learning Torah is more choshev than the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avein. Yehadron Alecho Megillas Nikras.
Why did he get punished if he was his father sent him away?
Yeah, good kasha. When his father sent away, he was doing a mitzvah, not the rabbi, he was doing Kibbutz Avein. And the good kasha. If I said still, he should have been home though. Maybe he should have known. No, you know, I mean, the traveling there didn't get punished for vice versa. But when he got there, when he got the shidduch, he shouldn't have agreed to have to work the 14 years. He should have said, I got to go home to my father. If you want me to do it, I'll send you a paycheck, but I have to go home. He should have went home right away. In fact, he stayed there and worked there 14 years by Lovin. Then another six years, then he got punished.
Why did he spend 2 years traveling?
I don't know. That's what took him. The pasuk say, right? Mishnah says, "Hakoreh sa Megillah." If somebody reads the Megillah of Mafreya backwards, and he's supposed to read the Megillah pasuk by pasuk. If you read it, you read a few pasukim, then you skipped, then you went backwards, or you read Parshas a Perek Ches, and then you come back to Perek Vov is lo yotzi not yotzi. Korah apeh, or you read the Megillah apeh by heart, not looking inside. Korah targum, if you read the Megillah and targum, not lashon hakodesh. Or else, b'chol loshin, if you read it in any other language and you don't understand it, is lo yotzi, not yotzi. Avokorin oisu l'luzas v'laz. Luzas means any other language, not Hebrew. If that's the language you understand it, then we're allowed to read it to you in your language. The first part of the Mishnah means b'chol loshin lo yotzi means if you don't understand the language, you're not yotzi. But if they read it to you in a language that you do understand it, then you're yotzi. V'haloyesh shoma shuris. A person understands, let's say, English. He doesn't understand Hebrew, but they read the Megillatim in Hebrew, Shasham Ashurus is also Yotze. That's a special din, that when they read the Megillah in Lashon HaKodesh, where we do, even if you don't understand the words, still Yotze the mitzvah. As long as you hear every word, you mekayim the mitzvah. Mashenkin, if they'll read it to you in another language, then you're only mekayim the mitzvah if you understand the language, every word, what they're saying. Korah Sirugin. Let's say they read the Megillah. Sirugin means taken times. Rashi says, Korah Mat Upoisik. They read a little bit, then they wait. Again, Bechayza Poisik. In intervals, they read. Or else it's numbing. Somebody's the same thing, like he's dozing off. In the middle of reading the Megillah, he dozes off. And then he wakes up again and continues reading. The Lach was Yotzah. The Maisi Yotzah. You read the Megillah straight. You read it from a kosher Megillah. So Lach was in such a case. You are Yotzah the Megillah. Hoya Kaisva. Somebody's writing down the Megillah. Dorsha, or else somebody's giving a drusha about the Megillah. Or Magia, or also again, you're reading over the Megillah to be Magia to make sure everything is written in it well. But when you're doing these things, you are reading the Megillah. And it happens to be on Purim. So Lacharizim, Chivan Libo Yotza. If you have in mind right now that you want to do the mitzvah, you want to hear the mitzvah, Shmias Megillah, you're Mekayim the mitzvah. V'yim Lav, if you don't have in mind to be Mekayim the mitzvah, Lacharizim Lo Yotza, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. So in these cases, like Rashi says, if you're reading the Megillah, because you're checking it over, but the Maisa, you're reading it, if you have in mind to be Yotza, you're Mekayim the mitzvah. Let's say the Megillah was written with a type of a sam, type of an ink. Sikra, another type of a dye. Over kumos, over kankantum, we'll see in the Gemara all these different type of dyes. Al hanir, and then they're no good dyes. All these are not vidavram eskayim. It's not something that lasts a long time. Or else al hanir, you wrote the Megillah on a piece of paper, not on a parchment. V'al adiftura, even if it's a parchment, but it's not worked over, it's not called a klaf, is lo yotze, not yotze. Acha take suva ashuris, until the Megillah has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh, in ashuris. Ala sefer, it has to be written on a klaf. A klaf means that the parchment was worked over. O bejoy, and also you have to use ink. You have to use ink, adavra miskayim. If it's not something that's miskayim, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah, that's not called a good Megillah. Yeah, so Moses says, Minohanimili, how do we know these halachis? So Rashi says, the Lamafraya lo yotzam. That if you read the Megillah, not the right order, you skip, and then you come back to Psukim, that's no good. Izomar Rova, the Yom HaKro, the Pesuk says, Kichsovim uchazmanim. It's supposed to be written the same way you have the times of Purim. So we dashin, Mazmanim, just like the times, the days of Purim, Lamafraya lo, you can't make it before you're supposed to. And Rashi says, the Yefshiche Tezvov Kodim Yudalit, like you can't change around the days. You can't have Tezvov come before Yudalit. First comes Yudalit, the 14th, and then comes the 15th day. Is Av Kisovim the same way when you write the Megillah or read the Megillah going now, Lemafreya Loi? You're not allowed to read the Megillah backwards, like re-skip and then come back, that's no good. So Gemara asks, Nida Kriya Ksiva Hocha? Is the pasuk talking about reading the Megillah? Asiyah Ksiva. Here it's talking about making. In other words, making the Yom Tov of Purim. Says Kichsovim Chuzmanim. It's talking about making it. Tirsil, like the pasuk says, Lios Oisim Eshnei HaYomim. That Klal Yisrael should make these 2 days of Purim. Yudal and Tezvov. So we're not talking about reading the Megillah. We're talking about the Asiyah, like keeping the Yom Tov. So of course you have to keep the Yudalid, and the one that has the Chaim around has to keep Tezvov, but it has nothing to do with how you have to read the Megillah. So the Gemara says, Elam Ehocha, from this Pasuk. Still the Pasuk says, V'hayomim o'elam niskorim v'nasim. These days of Purim are niskorim, we remember. That goes on the Kriya, we read the Megillah, we remember about the Nais, and v'nasim you should do the Yom Tov. So Iskish, Sechira Liasiyah. We make a hekish, we learn out the inyan to zechira, to remember, to read the Megillah from the mitzvah of asiyah, of making the Yom Tovim, making Purim. Ma asiyah l'mafriya loy, just like the Yom Tovim, we can't make the 15th day before the 14th day. Is av zechira the same thing with reading the Megillah, remembering, reminding yourself about the Nes, l'mafriya loy. You're not allowed to read the Megillah backwards. That's no good. Maratana, we learned in a brice like this. The same halach applies when we say halal, you can't read the psukim backwards. You can't do the mafre. You have to go forwards the way we read it. V'chein b'kriyashma. The same halacha when you say kriyashma. You can't skip a pasuk and then come back to it. You can't read it backwards. Uvetrila, when you say Davin Shmonesrei, the Seder Shmonesrei has to be the way we have the 18 brachas. And you can't skip around and make brachas before they're supposed to be. Now, Hallel Minolon. How do we know Hallel? You can't say back backwards. Is Rabbi Roma, Rabbi says, the Chassid Pasuk says, Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mavoye. Like from the way the Shemesh comes up in the morning, it goes one straight way. Like Rashi says, Mi Mizrach Shemesh Kishem Sheshkiyas Uzricha Tachama Lo Yapchum. The same way never changes around sunrise and sunset. It always comes first sunrise and then sunset. Kach Mahulo Shem Hashem Lo Mafrayim. That's the way you have to say Hallel straight and not say it backwards. Reb Yosef Amar, the pasuk says, Zeh Hayoyim Moshe Hashem. Rashi, Zeh Hayoyim, means Keseder Hayoyim, the way your day goes by. Sheino Mishtana B'Shoysov, it never gets changed backwards, the hours of the day don't come backwards. So therefore, a day goes straight morning to evening, who are then you have to read Hallel straight and not go backwards. Reb Aviyah Amar, the pasuk says, Yishem Hashem Avorach. Rashi says, the way Hashem's name is written, that's the way it should be said. Hillel. Nurse, everything should be gone Keseda the right way, the right path, and not to read Psukim backwards. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Vitema, Rav Acher by Yaakov Omar, he says it from this Pasik, Mihocha, from this Pasik. Meyata Vyadurla, from now and from ever, the same thing. You have to go straight from now until later, and you can't go backwards, so you have to read Hallel in order the way we have it. Kriyashma. How do we know when you do the mitzvahs Kriyashma also, you have to read the psukim straight and you can't skip around and come backwards? The Tanya we learned. Kriyashma Kisava. You have to